of the Rebbe in volume 10, letter number 3057, Baruch Hashem, dated the 26th day of Mar Cheshvan Tovshin Tazvah, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing Rabbi Chosid, and with titles here, Rabbi Yisrael Abba Sheyichya Pliskin, Shalom Avrocha. I believe that he was in Australia at the time, okay? The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter on the 19th day of Mar Cheshvan. I enjoyed reading about the development of the yeshiva. And the Rebbe says, there's an additional point over here, and which is a main point, that we need to be that the building of the yeshiva should become a central location for all matters of Judaism that are on holy purity, purely holy, Taras HaKodesh, and illuminated with the luminary of Torah, which is the teaching of Hasidus. Make it into a central place in the city for all matters of Judaism, and also for the teaching of Hasidus. Not only a yeshiva. So the Rebbe wants it to become a center versus just a yeshiva, which means that there you should be studying all classes, and you should be encouraging people about matters of fear of heaven. You should gather there for times when you need to deal about community affairs, which are related to Yiras Shamayim, various different kinds, fear of heaven, should make that into a center, etc., etc. And for sure and obvious that in this building you will have a gathering, Fabringens, Hizvadus, of the Hasidim, and even those who are not yet part of the Hasidic Anash community. During special days of the month of Kislev, Yud Kislev, Yutes Kislev, which is the month of redemption, for sure this will be with success. Okay, so basically the Rebbe is happy. The Rebbe says make it into a center for all things Jewish. Authentic Judaism. Now, you write to me about your daughter Rivka, Tichya. In what way should she influence her friends? So the Rebbe says like this, for sure, as someone who has been educated in a Hasidic home, now I'm going to take a guess over here that this daughter Rivka eventually married somebody the name Sholomber Vyshetsky. And this Sholomber Vyshetsky was my second grade teacher. So I'm just taking a long bet over here, a guess over here. But in any way, the Rebbe says that in what way should she influence her friends? So the Rebbe says, for sure, since she's been educated in a Hasidic home, she has certain ideas and knowledge that part of her friends don't know because they have not gotten that education. Also, there are some younger children than she is, and she can even influence them in Yiddishkeit in general. And the Rebbe says, when you properly reflect that you will, I'm hopeful, that you will tell her those matters and the ways, and may the blessed Hashem succeed you with blessings for good news in all of the above. Okay, that's Rebbe says, take advantage of the place, make it into a center. And your daughter, you know, either there's certain knowledge that she has because she comes from a Hasidic home, or younger students, she can tell them about Yiddishkeit, and wish them with success, with good news, and all the above.